Jazz music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Good afternoon, ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, the 24th of June, and today is like any other Saturday. Well, we're here from 1 o'clock Central Time to 3 o'clock Central Time, and we have 2 hours a week, and I'm happy with that because I think I can pretty much wrap it up, for the most part, not always, in 2 hours, and you know, when you listen to all the clutter on the airwaves today on lamestream broadcasting radio, you realize that you're happy just doing 2 hours a week because they do a lot of talking, but they actually say very little. In fact, they usually say nothing. So I think that's the key right here is to sum it up, be succinct, be truthful, honest. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, that's the way I am. It's just, you know, we put it out there. We're not always right. Nobody is. God is right. And we try to get the facts out as we see them. But no matter what, stand by your position. Stand by God most of all and his word, because you know you can't trust anything else except him. And he is the word. So, you know, with that in mind, you look at, well, you go right to the scriptures in the book of Matthew. And, of course, you know, a favorite gospel of mine, you know, the gospel of Matthew is just absolutely, you know, a beautiful, beautiful account of his walk with Christ. And in 24:41, you know, we read that in the King James Version that two women shall be grinding at the mill. And the one shall be taken and the other left behind. And we also know that two men, of course, in the book of Matthew will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left behind. And yeah, I always wondered what that meant, you know. And then I realized that in this time in which we live of apostasy that has been with us for the last several hundred years, perhaps, particularly in America and Europe, that really the rapturist idea has become very popular now. In fact, you probably can't find a church today that calls itself a Bible-believing church that does not believe in this instantaneous, sudden rapture of the church before all prophecy is fulfilled. And, of course, that's anathema. That is an abomination to me and I think to God, because it really contradicts everything that the whole second coming is meant to produce and what it's for. So, you know, two women, you know, one will be taken in and the other one will be left in the grinding mill. She'll be there working for the Lord, not taken by Antichrist, by the false Jesus, because we know that he's going to look beautiful and he is a beautiful creature, as it says in the scriptures. He was created, you know, with like the full Monty. And he was so beautiful to behold as Jesus himself. And that's the way he's going to come, you know. He's not going to come with a pitchfork. He's certainly not going to come with a horn on his head or a couple of horns and saying, I'm the devil, I come to snatch you away. Oh, no, he's coming for peace. He's coming to bring true peace to the world, peace and safety. And watch out when those two words are pronounced. So, anyway, I thought that was relevant to bring to your attention. Keep the focus there. Meanwhile, we have a busy show again today this week. We have Art with us now waiting in the wings. And then in the second hour, we're going to bring back Dave Gahary from the AFP. And he's going to be talking with you and me about a host of issues. And so right now, let's talk to Art. Hello, Art. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Rick, and thank you for bringing me back, and hello to all the RBN listeners, and hope everybody's doing well.
Great, great. And I hope, hopefully you had a good Father's Day, too.
Yes, it was actually quite nice.
Good, good. Well, now we're back, and, you know, it seems as if sometimes you just don't have enough time. Sometimes, you know, you just look to fill in the gaps. But in the last week, you know, there wasn't a whole lot in America that made the headlines in mainstream propaganda media that was very, very earth-shattering. A lot going on behind the scenes, a lot that is has been a redundant and repetitive process of propagandizing the people into a warlike mode and also for more economic bad news. But other than that, it was relatively a calm week, basically. However, a lot still goes on that we need to talk about, and I'm going to give you the first shot. So you tell us the things that you see from your vantage point across America and the world.
Well, the biggest concern I saw this week was the U.S. shooting down a Syrian jet plane, especially since Syria is under the nuclear umbrella of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not sure what their tolerance is, but, you know, as a consequence this time, you know, they've lost all the cooperation with the Russians, and now they're saying if we go into what they deem as their airspace in Syria, they're going to basically authorize shooting or attacking our defenses. So that's a pretty hefty decision that they made this week, putting the U.S. closer to the U.S. and the world closer, you know, a little bit closer to an atomic war. But outside of that, I think it's been pretty calm, like you said.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a significant issue. I mean, if anything, it should focus on the theme of all of this. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that America's internationalist, interventionist, imperialist foreign policy for over a century now has resulted in not more peace and not more freedom around the world, but more war and more unrest, more enemies, and again, more debt for the American people, their government, to whom? To the bankster gangsters. So again, we see this big, big chessboard across the world, don't we? You know, one side advances, the other side advances, and pretty soon you got a checkmate. Hey, you know what? Somebody's going to win this war, but it ain't going to be any of the armies of the world. It ain't going to be the people. It never has, never will be. Again, it's always the bankster gangsters. So the Soviets are in Syria, as we know, but the United States, the Imperial Empire, feels under the Rothschild umbrella and the you know the Kenites that somehow God gave us this role to supervise the land of Syria and make sure that no terrorism flourishes. Well, now it's all in the open. We have enough ample evidence to prove that the Syrians are fighting ISIS, so-called ISIS, and we are supplying them. And that's been now shown to be the case. Not just by the Syrians and the Iranians, the so-called enemy, but it's actually been shown to be the case by the Turks, by the Bulgarians. The fact is the United States is supplying these insurgents within Syria and then claiming to be fighting them. And doesn't that raise some alarms, Art?
Yes. When you consider we talked recently about the Saudi Arabian arms deal and realized that ISIS is, for the most part, the Saudi Arabians. You know, as far as the military force goes, with backings mm-hmm. from the U.S. and backings from Israel. But they're the primary guys over there. And it's absolutely fascinating, you know, you showed on RBN that after this happened, they're showing all those dead bodies of those Syrian troops. So we're playing with fire over there, as I see it. And it's, again, the media refuses to talk about any direct connection between the Saudi Arabian government and ISIS. So I find that fascinating. Just like during the entire time that Obama was president, nobody talked about his direct connection with the Annenberg Crime Syndicate, part of the Chicago outfit, and his rise to power and what he did in there. It's just, you know, it's interesting, as they would say, Joe Banana would say this, in his world, it is what people don't say rather than what people do say that really matters.
That's right. It's the lies of omission rather than commission. Yeah, you know, again, as I say, the whole world is coming together for peace. That's what they say they want, right? They want peace. But first you've got to kill, you know, maybe a billion people or so you can have that omelet. And I don't know about you, and I think I can assume you agree, but it doesn't seem to make sense to the average person. And you know what, Art? You talk to people on the street, and most Americans, most people I talk to, would agree with us. And they would say, of course, we don't belong there. We should stop this. They may have their facts wrong or not know their geography, but they're staunchly isolationist or America first and neutrality advocates. They do not like another conflict around the world because they know we've been in Afghanistan now for a decade and a half, serving the enemy, again, accomplishing nothing. W could get away with it. Cheney could get away with it. The father, Bush, could get away with what they've done to arm both sides and then destroy Iraq, destroy Afghanistan, destroy these other nations within the region, all for Israel's benefit. And you know what? To what gain? Well, there is no gain. There's a loss, a net loss. It's costing trillions now that haven't been paid because we're borrowing more from the same gangster banksters. And the people on the street will agree with us. You know, they'll say, you know, you're right. But the reality is their representatives keep voting for this. Their senators keep voting for it. And they did following 9/11. They said, you can have carte blanche, Mr. President. Do whatever you want. In violation of the Constitution, where it says you must declare war. Excuse me. Chemtrail time. But they say, you know, you, Mr. President, declare war, perpetual war, that Israel has done preemptively, and now we can do the same thing that our bosses do. But whenever you want, just write out, you know, a request form. We'll give you the money. We'll send it down to you. We'll send it up. We'll borrow more because we don't have the money. We just borrow it from the banks so that we can fight their battles and their wars. You know, the American people never liked that. But the Congress is a captive Congress.
Right.
It's owned by them.
Right. Who was the U.S. Senator that passes that Israel controls the entire U.S. Senate? And that goes back quite a ways. It's on my new place for corruption.
Well, Fulbright said it years ago. William Fulbright. Was it him?
Yes, it was him.
J. William Fulbright, chairman of the council, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and others as well, you know, who Chuck Percy admitted it too from Illinois. And, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, they run us, and that's why we never have had an investigation into the liberty or any accomplishment with regard to punishing Israel for what it did. And that day will never come. We have to keep people aware of it and make them aware of it, but most people have never even heard of the USS Liberty ship.
Right, unfortunately, that we don't realize, most people don't realize what that great country has done for us all the way. And as we talked on the show here, you can show the direct connections how that country, with the help of the U.S., evolved from the Chicago outfit, or what you want to call the National Crime Syndicate. Meyer Lansky, Luciano, all those guys, they were behind setting up that country. So,
right, exactly. Yeah.
Now, on the financial end, there's a lot of things going on. Right. Now, what happened is, since the end of World War II, Roosevelt basically said, we want to have the International Monetary Fund and have the U.S. Dollar set up as a reserve currency. Mm-hmm. So we've enjoyed that privilege all the way up to this point. And up to very, very recently, even when China and Russia would trade with each other, they would rate all their contracts in U.S. dollars as the denomination. They just changed that. Now they do trade with their own currencies, including India. Right. So they're, and even Japan is getting into the loop and basically financially trading in their own currencies, avoiding the U.S. dollar. This is something very recent. So the consequences of that haven't really hit us yet. I think when we'll see it is, for instance, we're seeing in retail what's happening with the lack of customers, but they're also going to get hit with another thing. Most of retail is relying on imports from overseas, mostly Asia. Now, what happens when they no longer look at the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency and say, you got to pay up? You know, there goes their ability to basically get those cheap products into this country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that's going to hit retail. So I see that's really coming fairly soon. If I had a crystal ball, I would be able to know how to play that on a stock market.
But what about our good friend, our good American loyalist, guy on the street, man by the name of Jeff Bezos, who can find an extra billion here and an extra billion there, and pretty soon, you know, we're talking real money. You see what he's been up to this week and what he intends to do and the predictions of him putting the clothing business, basically the whole retail clothing market, under his watch. And that means, I think, just about everything. Food, of course, is something that is not just a wearable commodity. It's a necessity. So what does this indicate? What does this lead up to?
It leads up to Agenda 21, as I see it, leading into basically communism, very similar to what they did in Soviet Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it here locally, where they're trying to push Agenda 21 with pushing smart meters on our water systems now. And it's like, it's the same thing that we saw before. I'll get into that a little bit later.
It's yes.
But what I'm seeing is, as you're saying with Jeff Bezos, follow the rules of, basically the how communism was predicted and the steps it would take in this country, which I wrote on NoPlaceForCorruption.com, and the control of production, okay, which they're doing by outsourcing, control of food, which you already mm-hmm. see Bezos doing, realize mm-hmm. he's part of the Bilderberg Group. I didn't follow the details on what he's planning to do with the clothing industry, but I would say he's
well,
a likely...
that's a prediction more than anything. I mean, that's just forecasting into the future on the part of some economists. He is, he's horizontally and vertically taking issue of marketing and retailing with all of the slave labor sources and all of these agreements, free trade agreements and so forth. And he's what he's doing and they're doing is just creating higher concentrations of power, fewer choices, fewer competition, and ultimately what will that mean for prices, you see, and availability? That's the whole question.
Right. It'll create a much more limited supply and a much higher price for an inferior product, which is the definition of marketing, selling an inferior product for a superior price. So what's he going to do now? He took over Whole Foods, okay? If you look, for instance, what he did on the webs with books, basically he's a bottom fisher. So what does that mean? What happens to all the suppliers who are providing Whole Foods goods, products, and services, okay? He's going to go back to all of them and say, oh, you got to renegotiate these contracts. I want a 25% across-the-board cut on your prices, okay? Mm-hmm. And then basically, all his businesses doing work with Whole Foods are now going to suffer. And that then basically expands out into their workers and then the customers of those workers. So it will be very interesting to see how that actually plays out. So it's a kind of a shame that... what's missing in this country in with regards to business is we need antitrust.
Okay? I was just going to bring that up to you. I was just going to say, what happened to antitrust? And go ahead, tell us, what happens here?
Right. Well, basically, nothing. I mean, they let them do it. If you're speaking of antitrust, why did they let the Brofman Crime Syndicate take over Scottrade? Okay. Where's the Securities Exchange Commission looking at all this fraud? Okay, mm-hmm. It's not actually fraud, but it's basically allowing mergers that destroy competition and consolidate the economic wealth and resources of this country into organized crime. The people have direct ties to organized crime, and it's not even being addressed. You know, that's what's absolutely interesting is what happened to that. It's like they don't have the backbone to do it.
Well, I haven't heard Mr. Trump really talk about that, and I don't expect.
I bet you will.
You got it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe Schwartzman will look into it, or Mr. Cohen, or Katzberg, or some of the others. Perhaps may just take up the initiative and bring up the gauntlet. You know, possible. I mean, I expect maybe there'll be whistleblowers. You know, and say, hey, right. What happened to the FTC, and what happened to the ICC, and all of these agencies that were supposedly created to break up the Rockefeller trusts and all of that, and in the end, Rockefeller was bigger and bigger and bigger. He had companies working for him that were diverse and under different subsidiaries. It's just amazingly funny. Anyway, all right, it's not so funny. We'll come back. It's break time. Art from Philly, and you can join us if you wish. We got a lot more to come. Rick Adams on Center.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, we're back, and we've got Andy Hitchcock in, the UK with his wonderful website, his radio broadcasts. Don't forget to chime in during the week anytime, www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Pretty easy to remember. See his lineup of guests, because I'm going to have him back on this program again fairly soon to tell us what he foresees happening in the UK and this whole Brexit business, as well as these fake elections. So anyway, we're back to the economy, the thing is, the economy is not an isolated issue, Art. You have to take the economy, how it is a part of this militarism that we have today. This lack of an industrial base, except possibly for military uses. And even then, we know that we cannot manufacture enough steel in this country at all to be able to suffice the needs of an empire. And then, of course, the media corruption, as well as the world of academia and religion. You know, all together, all of these four hidden dynasties of these times are beginning to take shape. So, it's four winds that will blow, you know. And it's not just political now. It's not just political upheaval, violence, terror, real or imagined, you know, or economic or military. All of them are coming to a head here and in Europe in particular. So we're seeing these signs that are just indicative, I think, of how they're raping and pillaging us
and they're taking us for every last nickel and dime they can, similar to what they did to the Germans, you know, the German economy, World War One and World War Two, you know, and I see yet another Holocaust film coming up, or just coming to the theaters, having to do with Wilhelm, King Wilhelm in post-World War Germany. But anyway, the communism, the propaganda, the socialism, the Marxism that continues to filter into the minds of the gullible and naive is just endless. So after they've done a number on your wallet, they've done a number on your brain, you know, they've done a number on all of you. They've seduced you wholly, like Eve was seduced in the Garden of Eden. And I don't see how anybody can be so naive as to look at the states, the legislatures now, and think that they're not going to wind up like Michigan and Illinois and Puerto Rico. Your comment.
Yes, I see that coming. I think if I was, you know, a betting man, I think the future of the U.S. is going to be something like Venezuela and Argentina, the way the economy is going. I think it's going to make the 1920s Great Depression look like a walk in a park when this actually plays out, because the resources of the people and the greater population density is going to result on an individual level, us having far less capabilities or resources to take care of ourselves, such as feed us and, you know, feed ourselves with their own food or whatever. So unfortunately, I see that coming unless we are able to turn that around. And the biggest issue is we got to get out of this central banking system. And it's
How would we accomplish that? I mean, we talk about public banking, setting them up in various states, you know, gold-backed currency. But what realistic way can that be done across this country now, Art? What do you think?
All right. Well, first of all, we change our thought processes. This is how you do it. Imagine individually you're living in Zimbabwe, and you're looking at your currency basically hyperinflating 1,000 times a day. Okay? What are you going to do if that's the way things are here? And how would you basically realize you've got to bypass that currency and find a way to basically earn a living, get your resources, and buy and not use that banking system or that line of credit to deal with goods and services? So that means we've got to start thinking of those terms. So that entails, all right, now we've got to figure out different ways of doing trade with each other that bypasses that financial system. And that's part of doing it. Identify the resources we need, organize ourselves, and start going in that direction. That's how I see it. It's going to happen. It's either going to happen by catastrophe or it's going to happen by planning. But it is going to happen. That's how I see it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a breakdown, total breakdown of societal norms, the economy, so forth. And you know, I was just taping a couple of television programs now, and I brought that out on one of them. And just what would you do? I asked the listener, the viewer. What would you do when you just cannot get access to your money in your bank account that you thought was safe in any of those? And the answer, I think, most people are totally unprepared. Okay, let's come back. And Art is with us in this hour. You stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, will return.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back now with Art, and I want to get back to the states and what is going to happen to the state legislatures. There's about at least 15 states that are looking at possible bankruptcy at this particular time, and yet, there are more who are also teetering because of what will happen. And this is where Trump comes in, his handlers come in. The whole business now of reducing spending is a lie. It's a myth. It's totally false. We know that. In the meantime, however, nobody else knows it. What they think is they're suffering from proposed cuts in the budget, and of course, many of them are real cuts. The Medicaid money that people are dependent upon, Medicare, all of this now is coming home to roost over 50 years or more in my time. We've learned about the government helping people so it could be healthy, you know, taking over this whole business of Medicare in the 1960s. That never was the case before, and it was never needed before, only because we understood that in those days, people took care of themselves. They were using preventative medicine more. When they got sick, they went to a doctor. A doctor came to the house. They were able to work it out. The payments weren't there. The insurance companies weren't there. And the insurance companies came about with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, all of this. Then what followed it? What followed it was a mushrooming of costs. Everybody wanted in on the gravy train. And it's the same thing with the education industry.
colleges, making it affordable for kids to go to college should never have been, ever have been done through government. I'm sorry, but I mean, that's the way it is. You start off with Pell Grants after our infamous senator from Rhode Island, Claiborne Pell, and you give away money. Then you have student loans, and then you have subsidies, and you have scholarships that are government created and backed. And guess what? You know what happens to the cost of college? It skyrockets. So all of these things have been inevitable. Now, with the falling currency, the value of the dollar coming down, all of this has been foreseen for many, many generations. And you alluded to it earlier when you mentioned what happened, I guess, in the 1930s in the IMF and the special drawing rights and all of this. That was all done by an identified communist. His name was Harry Dexter White, one of the top bananas at the Treasury Department, no surprise. And they met in secret in Bretton Woods, Vermont, to hatch that scheme, to reduce us to a borrowing debtor state, a nation, a world, so they would control the flow of control through the flow of money. So now that we've had 50, 60, 70 years or more of socialism, now pretty tough to jump ship to put that life raft on if you don't have one, and the Titanic, you see? So the question, I think, I know too many people out there that are saying, so the end is here. Well, look, let me put it to you this way. These sons of Cain, these sons of you-know-what, have you, have all of us right where they want us. And these are the four hidden dynasties, the banking, economic, and so forth. They've got this whole economy wrapped up where there is no economy. It is nothing more than a debt-driven nation and a debt-driven world. No independence, no liquidity, essentially. And we're going to come on, what is it, next couple of weeks, I guess? Is it Independence Day? Who's getting home?
Right. Well, just take out the and just call it Dependence Day. Or Dependent Day. Because that's what we've become. We are now rapidly becoming a total socialist welfare state.
There you go.
Right. And all we have to do is, as that progresses, is go to take a trip to Argentina or Venezuela and see how that plays out.
Well, it's not very pretty what's going on there right now, is it?
No, it's not.
But that's what we are facing here. And this is why we've been saying it for years on this show. And a lot of people laughed. On the other shows, TV, they said, you're out of your blanking mind. Okay, fine. Well, how do you feel about it today? You know, a lot of those people now, they're turning around saying, well, I'm sorry, but you were right. Well, it's not that I had a crystal ball. It's that I could see. I knew history. I knew the history of money. And I knew the scriptures. Now, that's all you got to know. I'm sorry, but, you know, you either reject the truth or you accept it. But people don't want to accept the truth because they live a world of illusion. You know, everybody now seems to be tied into debt. You know, people are driving around with new cars, right, Art? You see them where you are. But do they own those cars in most cases?
No. Most of them are leases. And, you know, basically, if you look, one way you can tell what's really happening, for instance, if you go on a car lot and you look at how many recent cars are on lots, like 2016s, 2015s, and 14s. Where do they come from? They came from people whose cars came off a lease, or they were reproed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly.
People usually don't basically turn in a car in 24 months or, you know, 2 years, 3 years, unless the, you know, there's financial needs. So, all right, you drove a nice car. So where'd all your money go? You have no equity. Mm-hmm. So then they'll offer you a better lease deal for the next go-around. And before you know it, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, you've been in perpetual debt and you don't own a darn thing. You have no equity.
Okay? Absolutely none.
When I grew up, and I'm sure it was very similar for you, is people would basically pay everything off or have a plan to pay everything off in a, you know, pretty short time so that they would own it, including houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they live better. Because if you look at it, you know, you buy a house with a 30-year mortgage, you pay more for the interest on that mortgage than you do for the actual building that you're living in.
Yes.
So
it proves the point that I just made. The communists, i.e. those that control communism and capitalism at the top, they have us exactly where they want us. But we're free. I heard a guy just say the other day on the radio, one of the hosts locally said, well, I thought the economy was turning around and it seems to be we're on the upswing. And I'm saying to myself, what is this guy talking about? What upswing? Who defines economy? What is economy? Economy means nothing. It's a word. What is economy or economics all about? It's all about your ability in a free society, supposedly, to be able to be mobile, to be able to make quick decisions, to be able to liquefy, to be able to be as out of debt as you can so that you can pay things on a, you know, per diem basis or as you need them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And most investors since 2008 have basically, if not taken advantage of one of the most highly, fastest appreciating stock markets in the world, and that was Venezuela. So it's surprising me. The point is there that when you go into hyperinflation, you can look at Venezuela and you can actually see the stock market booms, although the mainstream economy is basically tanking left and right. But, you know, hey, the stock market's going up like crazy. Why don't we invest in it? Well, as that goes up, I guess they depreciate the bolivar, I think it's the currency down there, Venezuela, is crashing and burning faster than the hyperinflation is causing the stock market to boom. But it's going to be interesting to see how things play out here.
Have you had any military drills over your area?
And
I know you want to talk about smart meters, too, but let me just throw this thought out first. A few weeks ago, you know, the National Guard here in Rhode Island, the Army National Guard, they announced everybody very kindly that they would be performing drills, you know, military exercises, but not to panic, not to get nervous. They'd be flying over the, because this state provides a very perfect platform, a pilot program for the rest of the country, and it always has. You know, it's small, and yet it has its rural parts, and it's a city, and its geographic differences, and so on and so forth. Population centers, dense population, and then not so dense. So, you know, you'd hear these helicopters, these huge choppers flying overhead, and I've seen them. You know, and I usually flip them the bird because I know they're watching. But anyway, they go over and they make a lot of noise, a lot of sounds, and so on and so forth. You'll hear weird sounds, weird noises. And I heard the news guys on one of the local yokel stations that's part of a corporate bankruptcy network saying, oh, now don't get any ideas now. You know, it's not that Jade Helm stuff. And come on, now let's not see those black helicopters and the conspiracy. It's all normal, regular, and it's ordinary stuff, and they're just trying to keep you safe in case, just in case, something may happen where they will have to protect us. And bingo, you know, right away. Well, we've heard that before in history, haven't we? And we've seen it. And guess what? It's all too real that the Department of Defense has a plan, a domestic plan, for containing any kind of outbreak of extreme violence just when things get going rough, and they are going rough. So the helicopters are no accident. The troops are no accident. The military exercises and all of the booms and busts are here because you have to expect what they call the unexpected. And it's all too real. It's just all too real. So you have to make fun of it. You have to make light of it. And that's what I'm hearing now. And that's what we're going through now. This is advanced preparation because that time will come.
Right. When you talk about advanced preparation, realize that Putin had a drill, you know, basically a nuclear drill, where he basically had 40 million people prepare for it. Whatever happened to civil defense in this country? We need it now more than ever. There's more nukes out there than there's ever been in the history of this planet. And it's like, you know, in the 50s they had duck and cover, but they were building shelters and planning it. There is absolutely no plan to save the American people in case some catastrophe happens. And these yo-yos are over there playing, you know, playing Russian roulette with the Syria and Russia that could result in, you know, a large portion of this population being destroyed. So it's very interesting that, you know, they're doing these exercises, yet there's no planning for actually preserving the life of the people over here.
Idea, I think, is to take as many lives as possible. They're doing that through poverty. They're doing that through cutoff of SNAP assistance programs. They're doing it in hospitals. They're making people sicker, not better.
Everything is crumbling here in America and the world, you know. We've got schools that are coming down here in my town, and now they're saying, well, you know, a lot of teachers in that school got cancer, and many of the students, and in this school, and then, you know, maybe we could just see what's under the ground and look here and look there and create another cottage industry, and never mind the different factors that go into cancer, including the air we breathe, the food we eat, the poisons of the vaccines, and so forth. It's another cottage industry and another control grid, so that we're burdened with even more bureaucracy. You know, you want to talk about the smart meters again this week too. I noticed you've been putting out a lot of info on noplaceforcorruption.com. So let's get to that before we take a call. All righty.
Okay, I'll be real quick. In my community, they're trying to put smart meters on our water meters at this point. And they said, okay, what's the reason to do it? They got regulations to prevent backflow, where basically if you use a hose and some contaminants go up the hose into the water system. So they want to prevent that. That's a valid system. They want to modernize how they do the billing system. All right, that's fine. So what's your implementation? Oh, we're going to force you to have this new smart meter put onto your water system. And if you don't, we're going to cancel your water service. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I said, show me the details on it. So the first thing I asked, does the guy have any insurance? Okay. Oh, no, we refuse to accept any responsibility. So they're going to have some yo-yo come into your house and work on it. And if they basically do it in such a way they damage the plumbing system and destroys your house, they don't accept any responsibility. By you doing that, accepting them to come in there, you as the homeowner accept that responsibility of putting basically an uninsured contractor into your property, that you accept the risk that they can destroy your home. And that will hold up in a court of law. Mm-hmm. So I said to them, well, I can't do that under duress. And they said, show me they got proof of insurance. And I says, what I want is proof of insurance. Have me as a homeowner additionally insured. Show me the limits of liability and show no arbitration. So that means I can sue the living heck out of you for no limit for anything you do. Oh, we're not going to do that. All right. So the next thing is, you want to do the billing. All right. What are you going to use? Oh, we're going to use a microwave transmitter on this little thing. Yeah, it's something about the size of a fist, the transmitter. Oh, so that means you're actually going to tap into my power system by this uninsured contractor, and he's going to basically power up that little water meter transmitter. I says, how does it work? Well, every 14 seconds, it puts out a standard message, and every 7 minutes, it puts out a long message, both of which are in excess of the standards for what are considered safe, safe exposure to microwave radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So I says, how much power is, I actually did a calculation. I said, how much power is coming out of this thing? That little thing, the size of a fist, transmits these messages, and it basically uses 70 kilowatts of power per year. 70 kilowatts. That's enough, kilowatts a gallon of gasoline. That's enough power to drive a car from Philadelphia all the way up to Denver. And it's like, what the heck do you need that for? And he says, for a billing system? In a billing cycle, you need to hear how much water I'm using every 14 seconds? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I says, all right, the next question. That must be going in a computer server of some type. Where's your cybersecurity mechanisms? Okay. Is all the data encrypted? Isn't it kept in the United States? Are you going to provide security measures for people that basically, if there's a dump of that information, that we're protected? No answer to that either. So I got them stumped. So we'll see how it goes. Well, and I said, if you do it, I'll have to put a protection from abuse order against you guys. Because you can't basically force me to have an unauthorized, an uninsured contractor come and work on my building.
Of course. Of course not.
Right. Hmm. Right. Hmm. And accept that responsibility. What is it, you did it for 900 people? Good. I'm glad you admitted that. This is the Water Commissioners. And you admitted that they have no insurance. And you admitted that to me in writing through an email. I said, I'm glad you said that. So go do something now, and I'll do something.
Well, now the ball is in their court, so we'll see what happens next. But if you're the only one, it's kind of difficult. If there are other thinking people that put up the protests and make it a point they're not going to allow it, then the deal falls through. I mean, they just have to be met with appropriate force. This is how they get all kinds of edicts through and legislation passed through councils and and imposed on people, and they just go along with it. As you know, people will go along as long as they have a full belly, they have peanuts and pretzels, popcorn and beer, and can watch the game. And that is why this system of evil can permeate our country and then develop like the frog in the kettle, you see?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I says you're using a plumbing contractor that's all the way in Ocean City, New Jersey, 100 yeah. miles away. You can't find any local uh-huh. plumbers?
Mm-hmm.
Then I talked to the guys, and they said, well, we have to do it. And he says, we're part of the Dover Municipal Water System out of Dover, Delaware. Now, wait a minute. Mm. Last time I looked, checked, a Pennsylvania company is using them. Wait a minute. Isn't Dover and
military
base? Yeah, isn't that controlled by nothing but the Bruffman Syndicate? Weren't they the same ones who controlled Vivendi and tried to take over the Philadelphia water system and got basically prosecuted and became convicted felons? What a coincidence.
Come on, there goes that paranoia again now. Not to worry. All right, you're right on. Let's come back and take a call, folks. Stay tuned. Rick Adams and Art.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at yes. Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
We're back now, folks, and don't forget, in the next hour, we hope to bring on Dave Gehary from the AFP. We had him on, as you remember, on The Liberty and The Liberty Drive, the movie to make The Liberty movie, a movie, and I did my contributing. Hopefully you've done yours as well, but we'll be talking about a host of other things as well today. So stay tuned. Right now, I think we have a caller on the line who wants to speak to us from New York. Michael, come on up.
Yes, thank you, Rick. Hi, Art. Art, it's great to hear you confound those dirtbags. That's great tactic, but I'm also very surprised, being a former water commissioner, that they don't even have insurance. That doesn't add up at all. I mean, wow, something's really wrong with that one. But I also wanted to comment on the previous topic with the economics of the country. And ultimately, gentlemen, you know, all we got to do is keep track of the fundamentals, and we can always gauge where we really are as the health of a country, regardless of what the propaganda media wants us to believe. And it all comes down to, in the fundamentals, that a country, if it has a good economic, strong future, a healthy, vital future with wealth potential, then the majority of the populace are what are classified as producers, meaning that they go out and produce something, make something, manufacture something, generate something that somebody needs, wants, and therefore are willing to purchase that, and therefore profits generated. And the more producers you have, the more profit being generated, the greater the economy is. That is the engine. Then the other type of people in that comprise a populace would be the non-producers. The more non-producers you have, then the less of economy you can have. And so that's where we are. They killed off the producers over the last 20, 25 years. Mm-hmm. Since old man Bush came in with NAFTA, then CAFTA,
yeah,
with Clinton, and all the way up to now. Yep. So now we got a bunch of non-producers. They killed producers right off. So then there's no tax base, right? So you know there can't be much of a future. You got a ton of non-producers collecting, but there's nobody to get the money from. So you know it just can't go on much longer. Then the last fundamental, whether at an individual level, again, or at a country, and too bad our overpaid government representatives never learned this one, because they wouldn't get us in this hole. And again, you can't raise a debt ceiling. All you can do is dig a deeper debt hole. So that's terminology right. They use, again, is just outrageous. But so you got the basic fundamental. If your outflow exceeds your intake, then your upkeep will be your downfall.
Very
that's
well
where
put.
We are.
You put it very well, my friend. You're right on the money, pardon the pun here. But if you take a logical progression, what destroyed the world and what destroyed America and Christendom was the byproduct of World War II. That is what set the nail in the coffin, because all of these countries, particularly us, were saddled with new expenses, new taxes, new growth of government, and all of the industrialization of our country then moving south and out of the country by the 1980s and 90s. So, you know, the thing is, it was what followed the war and what followed the bus in forced busing in our cities. You see, that's what people never understand. And that's why we're here, to try to make them understand. While you slept, it all took place. All right, Mike, thank you for your call. Art, your website.
God bless you, gentlemen.
Yes, noplaceforcorruption.com. Art, it's been a pleasure having you here again. And God willing, we'll do it again next week. You take care.
You too, sir.
Thank you. All right, bud. All right, Dave Gaharry should be lined up shortly. You stay tuned, folks. We will be back. Rick Adams, part two.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.